You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com.
Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My cousin is just a kid, but he's hanging out with guys that I know are involved in gang stuff. I don't want him to get hurt. What do I do? Let's get into it.
Tell me I was worthless. Those were your words. Those were your words. God didn't tell me I was unwanted. Those were your words. Those were your words.
My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
When you're a Jet all the way.
And Jed Brewer.
I don't know if I can make it as a Jet.
It's going to be a lot of tough guy snapping on tonight's episode, for we are talking about the youth. Our question comes in tonight to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. It says, my cousin is just a kid, but he's hanging out with guys that I know are involved in gang stuff. I don't want him to get hurt. What do I do? And Glenn, we'll start off with you. You actually have a lot of expertise with this. You've been working for over 20 years in the city of Chicago, specifically with guys who are involved in gangs, and what tends to lead to this place?
Well, the thing that I hear over and over again from those guys is that that they're looking for an opportunity to have a place where they fit in. But it's important, I think, as we're looking at this topic, as we're diving into it, to recognize everybody has those kinds of feelings. Everybody has that sense of wanting to find where is my place where I fit and that fits me, you know, and that I can have a way to explore that and find that out. So I think I can point the finger at myself and say that I had my own time of trying flirting with these ideas, and it became apparent that, okay, that's, I got that out of my system and I was able to move on. So I don't think it's something we need to push the panic button on. Exploring these kinds of things, it can be dangerous. It can lead to consequences that are tough to rebound from, but it doesn't mean that there's no hope here.
Jed, I think that's absolutely right. I'd love to have you pick up there this idea of the panic button. There are, as Glenn points out, there are certainly really negative things that can happen from,
sure,
hang out with the wrong crowd. But he's also absolutely right that doing kind of dumb stuff in order to be accepted is really a hallmark of youth, no matter what kind of environment you grew up in. So how do we, if we're trying to help someone, how do we find the tension between those things? How do we honor both of them?
Well, we want to start by removing the sense of shame and the sense of judgment and the sense of panic. Mm-hmm. It's easy, particularly in modern culture, to say a junior's doing the crime now, so he's one of them, sure. And it won't be long before he's being featured on Lockup.
Timmy joined a violence gang.
Exactly right. And we don't want to undersell it. Certainly, you know, if you're involved in things to break the law, yes, that can have huge consequences in your life. And we don't want to see that happen to anybody. That's actually why we do the work that we do. But the truth is, just like Glenn said, we've all hung with the wrong crowd because we want to be accepted. I mean, even if it wasn't your friends, how many of us have dated someone that we knew was a bad idea because, hey, this is acceptance. This is, you know, this is someone who digs me.
I don't like this line of questioning. I'd like to move on, please.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, the truth is, for every upstanding citizen that you know today, they went through a period where they had some friends that weren't a great influence. That's true for everybody. The point in recognizing that is that doesn't have to be the last word in their story or in your cousin's story or in your own story. We can make changes. We can make smarter choices. And that's what we want to help you do.
I think that's absolutely right. It's a very smart way both you guys are starting us off this week. And we're going to get into this more as we go through the show. That idea of panic or coming down super hard early is just almost always a misspent strategy. And certainly with young males who may be getting involved in this thing, if you scream about them at them out and turn out really scared straight and hardcore about how stupid this is, do you think that might just send them to the friends who they're looking for the acceptance from?
Right.
So what we need is a smarter strategy, meaning one that comes from some empathy and some understanding. And that's exactly what we're going to give when we come back on The Bridge Loud.
She just wants to be loved. She was.
name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Warriors, come out and play yay.
Yes.
Yes.
That is a deep, deep cut for the old people out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really sold it. We couldn't find any glass Coke bottles this late at night. Also joining us is Jed Brewer.
It's a great line. I don't think I can pull off the voice, though, to really do it right, but I'm thinking it very loudly.
Yeah. You're all hearing in your heads as you're driving around on this Saturday night. And we continue to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com that says, my cousin is just a kid, but he's hanging out with guys that I know are involved in gang stuff, and I don't want him to get hurt. What do I do? And Glenn, we talked a little bit in the last segment about the kind of things that lead people to these places, but I think we can explore that a little more in a way that'll help us understand maybe what your cousin's trying to get out of this, and that'll help us get some alternatives. But as we mentioned, you've been working with gang guys for a long time, and what are the kind of things that someone might be looking for when they get involved in this stuff?
Well, certainly, I think there's a sense of finding, as we were mentioning in the last segment, a sense of community, a sense of family. Almost all the guys that we work with that are gang involved have some sort of problem with their nuclear family. So it's a way to kind of replace that and have that going on. It's also an important source of income for a lot of these guys. At this point in Chicago, if you're joining a gang, it's really in a certain kind of sense to get a job, and that's selling unlicensed pharmaceuticals. But the idea there is that is a way to make a certain amount of money. It's not good long-term because you eventually get arrested doing that, but if you don't feel like you have any other options, that's a big draw for them.
Yeah, Jed, I think that's a really important point and one we can explore further and pick up. It's important to point out that this is not necessarily just Junior wants to be a criminal.
Yeah.
And get the face tattoos.
Exactly. Yeah.
And do the whole thing. There's something there. If there's something they're trying to achieve through this, then we can spin that into giving them a healthier way to do that. But so Glenn's given us the kind of substance of that. What's the attitude we might want to have if we're the older relative who wants to help this kid but doesn't want to try to do the drill sergeant thing?
I think the attitude we want is, I'm on your side. You want love, you want acceptance, you want validation, you want community. I want those things for you, too. I want them for you more than you want them. I just want you to get them in a way that'll work in the long term.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing about gangs is it's one love and it's family until you get locked up, and then no one's coming to visit, and no one's putting anything on your books, and nobody's calling. That's reality.
It's out of sight, out of mind.
It's out of sight, out of mind. I want you to have acceptance, validation, community for years and years to come. You know, you want to be able to have a job where you make money. I want that for you. I want that more than you. But I want a job that's more than the next 6 months till you get arrested. I want a job that you can still have 6 years from now, that's still making good money where you have advancement. I want better for you. I want more for you. And I agree with your desire to have good things in your life. I want us to work together to make that happen for you.
It's really fantastic stuff. It's a very important framework to come at this kind of thing with. You're not here in any kind of situation where you're trying to help someone. You don't get very far by just saying the thing you're doing is stupid.
Right.
You have to give them an alternative. And the good news is there's a lot of good alternatives out there. You can have all those things. We'll come back a little more on that on the Bridge Lab.
Oh, no.
Loud.
We're back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and once again, I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Yeah, I wanted to put out sort of a gangster rap reference for this, but I don't know much of it, and I don't like any of it.
So. Yeah.
I think that statement will sit well with Q-Rock management.
That's the other thing. Yes.
We're choosing a format, people. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
Matt King and I once sat in a minivan waiting for an appointment while blaring Gangsta's Paradise.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, we were super hardcore.
Yeah. That's true.
Sounds hardcore.
Yeah, it was something. So we're continuing to answer a question that came in tonight to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. It says, my cousin is just a kid, but he's hanging out with guys that I know are involved in gang stuff. I don't want to get hurt. What do I do? So, Glenn, if I can get you to start us off here, we talked in the last couple segments about the things that people who might get involved in a gang organization are trying to get, some a sense of belonging, a sense of purpose, cash, money. Mm-hmm. We talked about the idea of getting some alternatives. What is that?
Well, I think for me, it starts with a recognition. When I talk to, and I'm talking about hardcore mainline Chicago gangs, where I'm sitting down with the guys in the neighborhood, talking to them directly. This isn't a theoretical kind of conversation. This is the real
deal. You do not drive up in a minivan blasting Gangster's Paradise, unlike Jed and I.
That's right. But those conversations are always kind of follow the same line of thought in that what I'm saying to them is when you join this organization, you thought you would either be dead by now or in jail by now. And given that I'm having this conversation with you on the streets, neither of those things has happened. And you sort of didn't have a plan. There has to be something else if neither of those things happened to you. And so I'm here to discuss the something else. So I'm not saying anything negative towards the gang at all. I'm not saying any negative anything. And they're in full agreement with all of that. I've never had them disagree with mm-hmm. me on that. Of like, yeah, that's it. I just don't know what comes next. So that allows us to turn things around to something more positive and get them looking at alternatives they hadn't considered before.
It's exactly right, and you can do that for your cousin today. There are a lot of good alternatives for someone who is their age, who wants to get involved in something positive. We're on the Jesus thing, so we know and we'll point towards people who have a little bit of that flavor. There's an organization called Young Life, which I've done a ton of work with throughout my life. And the nice thing about them is they have different areas all around. There's Chicago, all throughout the Chicagoland region. You can check all those out at chicago.younglife.org. You can find the thing in your area. There's also a great group here in the city called the By the Hand Club. Works with kids first grade right up through college, doing tutoring and job placement, lots of great stuff. You can find them at bythehand.org. And if you're a little further out west, we have some friends based in Aurora at waysidecross.org who do a lot of fantastic work. There's no shortage of good, healthy organizations that are looking to give your cousin exactly the things they're trying to find out of a gang in a healthy and fun and sustainable and non-jaily way.
Yes,
and that's what we want for him as well. We'll be back with a little more on The Bridge Loud.
When I mess things up, it's easy.
Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We're back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I like things that are non-jaily.
And Jed Brewer.
Yeah, sometimes the jaily option is... Actually, no, that's never a good idea.
No. It's really, really bad idea.
Yeah. Don't go to jail. Jail is bad. If you hear us say nothing else, really, avoid going to jail.
We spend about an hour and a half to 2 hours a week in jail, and that's... way too much already for us.
Yeah. So we are continuing to answer a question about some things that could lead to jailiness that came into the bridge loud at gmail.com. Says, my cousin is just a kid, but he's hanging out with guys that I know are involved in gang stuff. I don't want him to get hurt, but what do I do? And we've talked about some positives. You know, you can be pleasant. You can pitch him some nice things, get him involved. Maybe you take him out to a nice dinner. Maybe you serve it up with a little something extra. To make that pitch a little something secret.
The secret sauce!
So, Glenn, as we've mentioned, you've been doing this work for a long time with guys on the getting into, the into, and on the other side of gang stuff. And what is a little tip or trick you might give our friend here?
Well, I think first and foremost, being a gang member means being a rule follower. That's, there.
Yeah, it is super not a free-for-all.
It is not in any way a lot of rebellious chaos and whatever. It's very, very, very structured. It's written by laws that you have to memorize, that you have to know, that you absolutely have to live by. I would suggest if you are open to being a rule follower, there are a lot of great alternatives for you. You can join the military and get money for school and get help getting housing when you get out. You can follow all the rules and do the whole deal. There are guns. There's some similarities there that might appeal. So there's a lot of positive alternatives. And ultimately, if you're okay with that kind of looking for a new family, looking for a certain amount of structure, being comfortable with a certain amount of rules and, you know, that kind of a framework to live by, then the spiritual life, I think, is wide open to you. And we see that in the work that we do. That's a wide open mission field for us. There's people always open to hearing about Jesus in those neighborhoods. So I think there's actually a way for this to be very positive.
Absolutely. I've been doing this work for far less time than either Glenn or Jed have. One of the things that they had mentioned to me before I took this job that I've experienced firsthand is that there are plenty of guys who take the personality and the intensity and all that stuff that made them really effective gang employees, I'm going to go with. Seems fine. And anything else they point that at, be that a sales job or a military career or being a deacon of the church, that makes them a success at that. It's about harnessing this energy and these ideas and the desires that your cousin has, not trying to stamp them out, but putting them in a positive way, which they are. They're positive traits. If you give them a positive place to go, we know your cousin can do that. We know you can do that. And we'll be back to you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
I was singing deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. Blood lifted me. Thank you. say